Today, we celebrate this Sunday as what we call All Saints Sunday. Now, All Saints Day was Wednesday? Tuesday? What was?
Wednesday.
Huh?
Wednesday.
Wednesday was All Saints Day, so Tuesday was Halloween. What the world calls Halloween. It's really a church-related holiday that we celebrated in the Wesleyan tradition because John Wesley was an Anglican, and we followed when he became an Anglican, the Church of England became an offshoot of the Roman Catholic Church, and the king at that time wanted to get a divorce, and the Roman Catholic Church wouldn't let him have a divorce, so he said, I'll start my own church. Ah, here comes the Church of England. So anyhow, we follow a lot of those same traditions, and it's a good tradition. I love traditions. All Hallows' Eve was on Tuesday. Not Halloween, but All Hallows' Eve. Now, Lord, we're getting ready to celebrate the saints. Now, Roman Catholic traditions, they make certain people saints. We, in the Protestant thinking, all believers are saints, whether they're here now or they went home to be with heaven. This little church at Bethel has a rich history of saints that are no longer here. But we like to think and we like to recognize them because we celebrate the people's faith who have come before us in a lot of different ways. So we attempt to walk in their footsteps, if you will. They were the ones who taught us, whether it's a mother or Sunday school teacher or youth group or somebody special in the church that we grew up with. We simply want to acknowledge their behavior, and they planted good seeds within us. I think all of us can think of people from our past, personally and corporately, here at Bethel, because we're celebrating All Saints Sunday here at Bethel. You probably think of them as very gentle, giving, their willingness to serve and to do anything for the church, their kindness to others, and their huge hearts. And we learn all this stuff from saints past. You can read about the saints in the little book of Jude, because when we go to heaven, if we get there before Jesus comes back, and he does decide to come back, all the saints in heaven are going to return with him to set up his kingdom. So if we're alive and well when he comes back, we won't experience physical death, but we'll still be a part of the saints. You can read all that in the scriptures, and I pray that you will, and also in our time of worship, but we learn mostly in the Christian faith how to live out the Christian life, how to act. And for those that we strive to emulate, everybody has somebody that they like to emulate, whether it's a school teacher, a professional baseball player, a musician. We like to emulate people that we trust and that we like. Maybe it's our parents, maybe it's a teacher, maybe it's a past pastor. But more importantly, all the saints